This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Holding over here in Parshas Lech Lecha, page 112 I have. It says, Vayar Hashem Avram, Vayim Elazarchet, and so on, so this Hashem near Elov.
Rabbi, we did
so. It's very unclear, and that was the problem here, I guess, that he's dealing with is, it's unclear what exactly was he being Maidan. You know, what was he thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Some places it says on the Psura Teva, so the Ramban says, V'tam Lashem Hanirelav. So if the Pasuk would have stopped, V'yar Hashem al Avram, V'yam Zach Desar Zazois, V'yiv Hashem Mizbeach LaHashem, then the sense of the pasuk would be that the Haidah is going back on the Lezaracha. But it's not. It says, Vayibash Mazbeach LaHashem Anir Elov. Does it mean that he made a Mizbeach to a Kaddish Baruch Hu? That doesn't sound like it. You know, LaHashem, what does it mean LaHashem Anir Elov? So he says, Vizavach Loi Zevach Toide Al Shanir Elov. So this was a new hasaga that he never had before, and this hasaga was what he was made for. Now it's very interesting. We tend to think of the chiyuv of Haidah HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being a chiyuv Haidah for the things we want. In other words, the mitzvahs we do, the ruchnis we do, the ruchnis, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Eisik. But the Ramban says that Avram, that the chiyuv, the haidah for ruchnis, and in a certain sense we have that, we have it in in Moedim de Rabbanan. And Moedim de Rabbanan is a very strange lashon. You know, Moedim al she'on the Moedim. That's the end of it. So Rashi says we're being Moedim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we have the privilege of being Moedim to Him. In other words, a person needs to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Ruchnias, on the Kesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here it was a new Hasag, and there's Haidah on that. V'yitochen she'yirmoiz hanira elav al soyd ha'korban v'maskli yavid. So it could be the Lashem Hanira Elov is a special Hanhaga, something special, Bekesha to the side of the carbon. Ramban's not Meirich over here. The Ramban speaks in different places about the side of carbon in the sense of you're only allowed to use Shem Havaya in carbon as zaveach lalehim yechram bitul Hashem levadoi. So we're not talking about a shem avodah zara. We're talking about a different shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's in line with the halacha that you're only supposed to be mispalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not any midas and hugs and so on. Which means that in a carbon you have the most direct interaction with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Could be that's the Ramban's remez, whatever, but I'll kapon him, that's the point he makes. The next Ramban is a very famous Ramban, and it's a Ramban that people say it over slightly different words. He says, Vayiro Ba'aretz Vayered Avram Mitzrayim Logosh on cover the Rav Ba'aretz. Vayiro Ba'aretz. Hine Avram yard the mitzayim the rov logosham lachus nafshe b'meb tzeres. Avram went down to Mitzrayim because there was a hunger. V'mitzrim oshkoy sechinam lakas esistoy. The mitzrim tried to steal his wife. Kadosh Baruch Hu nokem nikmasim gan doylem. V'itziyo misham b'mikne b'kesav azov. V'gam tzivol of para noshim l'shalcho. So you have three parts of the story. One part of the story is actually four parts. One part of the story is Avram went down to Mitzrayim. Two, the Mitzrayim tried to harm them. three, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stood up for Avram, and four, the Mitzvah let them go and gave them a lot of stuff. Now, the remez elov, it's a remez. Ki bon av yadim mitzrayim ne'rov log sham baratz. It was Rav that sent Yaakov down to Mitzrayim. Hamitzim yiru lahem v'yikumem anoshim kasha omach habas techayim. The Mitzrayim did terrible things to them. And it's interesting that Ramban sort of delineates, you know, everyone. I mean, what the Mitzrayim did, Bertos, we spent the whole Seder night plus. So, but the Ramban says, in a certain sense, they were trying to take our women from us, because by killing out the men, the women would belong to the Mitzrayim, which that's the parallel to Sarah. Ramban is stressing that, which just seems to be a little odd, because yes, it's true, but was that the point? V'akadosh Baruch Hu yinkoim nikmosam b'negoyim gedoilim atche yitzim v'kesev v'zor v'tzayin v'bokam v'karmoyit. Kadosh Baruch Hu did brought terrible things to them, told they sent us off with a lot of wealth. V'chzikim v'mashach min oretz l'nofel dovel mikol ma'ira ha'av shei b'banim. So you find an extraordinary parallel between the Av and the Banim. Now, this is what gets translated as Maisav similar Banim, and so on. And he builds it on Chazal. It says the Einazep Peshur Beishes Rabba, but Pinchas Shem Veisha Oma Kesh Baruch Lavom Tzei Kvar Shaderach Fini Banecha, go and conquer the land. He says Atamoitzi Koma Shekosav Avram Kosav Ibanov Avram Kosav Irav Baratz Vishol Ksiv Kizesh Shaim Irav Bikar Baratz Dak Avram. Okay, that's the Chazal. So then Rabban says, V'dak Yavrom chotachet gadol b'shkaga. Avram did something terrible. Shehevi ishta tzadegis b'michshol ovoim nepachta p'nyagu. V'hoyoloi liftoyach b'shem sheyatzois es ishta es kol ha'shaloi. Ki yesh b'lekim koyach lazal lahatzol. It was a lack of bitochen Avram that drove him to go to Mitzrayim, putting himself in terrible danger. Gal mitzosim in ha'oros shenitztavu lo b'tchosin ha'rov ovoim Ashachota, Kelakim Barov Yutanami Moves, Hala Mises and Nigzazar Gozar Tsaim Yat Paroi, Vimokha Mishwat Shavareshavachet. That's Ramban. So there are a lot of items here in Ramban that needs Hesbid. Ramban is a very famous Ramban, it's Ramban that we need to understand. First of all, let's look at the main point that he makes, that this concept of Maisavis and Labanim, let's try to understand what it's about, where it comes from. First of all, I would use the musig, Maral speaks about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga works in stages. It goes from the most ruchnius down to more gashmis, more specific, and so on. And it could change from station to station. Let's give a Gemara. The Gemara says in Tainus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Geiza at the beginning of the year that there should be a lot of rain in a certain place, and the people started doing Averis and they don't deserve it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the rain go in a place that's useless. On the other hand, if drought was Nigzer, they do it well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the rain and focuses it on the areas that you really need it, and that's good enough. So that means that there's a big difference. When something has not yet become metzius, then it still is doable. It still can change, and it's not a getter of a nace, because it's not a change. There's a gzeira that there'd be X amount of rain. That gzeira remains. Where and how the rain goes is a new step to it. So Lamashal, if I have a lot of water in the main pipe, but I stuff up the little faucets, then no water is coming, but I didn't touch the water that exists. That's how that works. So the more something becomes part of reality, Lamashal, it says in the Rishonim by a Navi, when a Navi does a Maisa, like he tells them, you know, shoot the arrows, you know, all the different Maisim, where a Navi told somebody to do something, like a prophet told the Navi to do something, it means that the Gzeira already took on a specific physical format. And once something has a specific physical format, it now would require a nace to change it. It wouldn't change. So this concept of the Maisa of a similar banim carries one element of the fact that things have become already a specific Maisa. Also, too, the Avis were, I guess they're called Avis, and only three people in Klal Yisrael are called Avis, and no one else can be called Avis. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi, but he's not an Av. The nature of an Av is the genes. An Av is a genetic material for the Ben. So that means everything that the Avis did has the standing of, so to speak, genetic material for Klal Yisrael. So the Avis, when they took and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sivuyim, the Kumis Alech Baretz, and so on, whatever they did that made it that became some physical reality has very, very powerful effect on Klal Yisrael, because it became the Metzius and it's passed on to us kind of genetically. That's the general sense of Maisa of a similar banim. That once it became a Maisa, and if it's the of, then it's a similar banim. So a gene that expressed itself, the father, is active somewhere in the child. That's the sense of it. There are a lot of details here that are interesting in the Ramban's perspective. First of all, Ramban says he shouldn't have gone down to Mitzrayim because because he was putting himself in danger and so on. He should have trusted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very interesting. The Ramban in Noach, when he speaks about the Teva, and he asks, he and the Rebbe Nebuchai, they ask, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make him build a Teva, which physically really can't contain, it couldn't work physically. It wasn't working physically. It was a neis balavachi. So why do you do it like that? So so Ramban says, and Rebbe Nebuchadnezzar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to act up Yiderech HaTeva, and he supplements it with a neis. The neis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are never meant to replace doing things b'teva. So what's the taina to Avraham Avinu? He should have been by Teach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. Yes, but you're not supposed to say Mechan HaNeis. There was a Rav there. I would assume that the Pshat is possibly because it's one thing, let's say, I need to build a ship. So that's physical Maisa. It has no counter, there's nothing negative about building the ship, except maybe I should just rely on Kodesh Baruch Hu. So for that, we say you have to do things with Maisa Neis, and you have to do things with Maisa Teva, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will add to it. The over here, there was a real danger. It was a weighted decision. You know, on the one hand, you want to go try to find Parnassa. On the other hand, there was serious danger to Sarah over there. So the fact, there is no clear Mahalach and Teva better, and therefore your going is more an act of desperation of a lack of Muna B'tochen, rather than saying there's a Teva Sig Mahalach. Maybe that's Pshat. Also interesting, when he selects the Nekudas that are similar, so he selects the going down for reason. Now, once Avram did it for Rav, by Yaakov, there was no choice. So the Avera might have been by Avram, but it certainly wasn't by Yaakov. It's also interesting that nobody mentions this. The Gemara asks, why was there was a Gzeir and Nigzer? Why? The Gemara doesn't mention this. But the elements that he picks out are going down. Mitzrayim, Oshka, Zechino, Kassis, Ishtoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Noikim, Voizisham, Bekesev, Azov. So these are the critical elements, the most important elements. And if you think about it, if you step back and think about it, it's about when Umas HaOlam, especially Mitzrayim, they tried to take Klal Yisrael's quote-unquote wealth. In other words, Klal Yisrael's Paris to take them and use them for themselves, whether it's their hard work or their wives, if they would have been killed out. So the and Klal Yisrael takes back from the Umas HaOlam their wealth, which again, the way Sfarim explain the Nitzaitzes, whatever world of Kedusha, it seems almost as if the struggle is a struggle between the things in the world that Klal Yisrael is supposed to do, accomplish, whose accomplishments, who's doing, like it says in the pasuk, as kami shali loy natarti. You know, I didn't have a chance to fend my to tend to my own garden. It almost seems as if the struggle is, would we take the world of Kedusha from the Umas HaOlam and turn it for, will we take the world of goods from the Umas HaOlam and turn it for Kedusha, or vice versa? The Lashonis and Sfarim is a person who does bad becomes a Merkava. He becomes, for the world of Tuma, in other words, he sort of becomes a facilitator for the world of Tuma to come in here. That almost seems as the pattern, because he's focusing, if you look at it, they're trying to take ours, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps in, and we take theirs. That seems to be the line over here. Okay, the next Rabbein HaBechaya, Kumi Salach Baratz HaOrkel Rach B'Gilchot Neno. So, Rabbein HaBechaya says, one Pshat Dech HaPshat, Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avram Machzik Be'eretz HaKadosha, Ashitun Lo Lazar Me'ata, Lom Shei Salach Bal Orkel Rach B'Gilchot Neno, Odom Lezich HaVer Kak Matona, Umar Lo Mitzerev, So this going is an act of acquisition. You walk, you know, when you somebody buys something, you show it to him. He inspects it. Inspecting something is part of the process of buying, and this would jive with what he said before about my service from the bottom and so on. Then he says another pshat. Derech Hasechel, Rabbi Nachaya has three or four levels at which he writes many pshatim. Derech Hasechel is being mimic, not al piderach Kabbalah, but derech haseichel, milas hishalchus niskeres etzel chachma. The word hishalich is a word of that's used when it comes to chachma. Now, let's understand a little bit. He does actually say to Parshas Noach that hishalich, when somebody is going in the right derech, we speak about halicha. To go on the derech is halicha. That's the right metaphor to use for there's a derech and you're going on the derech. His halich, v'esalikim is halich noyach, means, so the Rabbi Mechai says before, it's someone who understands all of the Chachma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we spoke about it. So the word Hishalich means it's a metaphor for Chachma. Milas Hishalchus Niskeres as a Chachma, Kien Shekosu Bishalecha Tancho Ischa. V'ksiv Ach Betzalem Yishalich Ish. Hitzures HaNefesh HaSichlis. Let's understand why that would be, get some sort of sense in a dikduk. The word halicha is a simple verb to go. That's, you know, that's physically walking. No surprise with that. His halich is a strange, it's a strange construction. It means to get yourself to go. It's reflexive. So it means to lehitlabesh. Lehalbish means to dress. Lehitlabesh means to dress someone else, to get someone else dressed. to get oneself dressed. It's you getting yourself dressed. It's you know, when you tell a child, you know, you don't tell bishes atmecha, you say titlabesh, get yourself dressed. It's a reflexive action. So in walking, it's strange. It's one thing when you want to accomplish something, you know, when you say stu in your mitzvah, you know, titbashel ba mitzvacha, you know, but in this halach, it doesn't make sense. And therefore, it's sort of get yourself going. It's a deeper, it means begin to move something within. It's Suras Hadnefesh HaSichas. It references a person's seichel. It's people who are in search for chachma. It means instead of the mind being a passive receptor, in other words, I'm saying things, you're koilet, and hopefully sits there for a while. We normally think of the brain as being passive. For a person who's not a mevakesh chachma, who's not searching, thinking, actively pursuing, then we don't see it as active. His halach is somebody who's mechapes chachma, mechapse chachma, like Noach, Chanoch, and Avram, so on. Lefish Avram hetik sichle bechipus hachachmes, mimadrega madrega, umasia nefesh hasichles halach v'nasoya, vasogas inya koil hanegba. I assume that like it says, chachma, but you know, the person should be yadroim, v'simanayach menoyer bedarim, chachmas bedarim. Omer Hashem Yisbarach, kum his halach ba'aretz, kloima, na'anea tzur sichlecha, bedrishas anim tzorim shabaretz. So kum his halach ba'aretz, in the Rebbe Chaya teaches it in this level, to mean start, push your mind to go further and understand. But we don't actually find that he physically walked it. So the Vayel Avraham Vayel Veishev is Vizer Vayel Milosh Yeshev Aholim. So Adrab, physically Avram settled into a place and mentally he began moving. Kidrishas HaChochmes Tzorach Tnuas HaNefesh HaSichlis VeHashkit HaGuf. Pursuing Chochma requires an energetic Nefesh and a relaxed Guf. Physically engaging requires that the mind be at ease and the body move. Rabbeinu Chaya says the same thing by Yisachar. It says, Vayar menucha kitoiv. So it's a very interesting, I mean, it's as an understanding, it says Lamashal on Loime Eva Yam that Torah is not to be found by Seichrim that are going to Me'eva Yam. Now, if we're talking about the simple lack of time, if a person is busy in his business all day, he's not gonna be able to learn. That's obvious. I don't need a pasuk to tell me manafshach. If the seicher is spending 12 hours a day in his business, he's not spending it learning. There's no, you know, leiva shemaim. He okay, that's telling me that Arab, it's easy to attain a sword. But what exactly does it mean leimei vayam? If it simply means if the person has had the time to learn, he's not going to learn. It's almost a tautology. It doesn't require. It's not telling me anything. So in line with this, what it means is there's a certain tchunas hanefesh. In other words, people have different modes of activity. a physical person can be busy schlepping and pulling and pushing and so on. So a person is engaged in a basketball game. His focus is in the physical motions. A person who's engaged in business is someone who is emotionally active. Get this, get that. There's a certain helter-skelterness of it that is motion of a certain level of himself, which really precludes deeper thinking. Philosophical contemplation and business administration don't go all that well together. It's a very, very different, never hire a philosopher to do the business work. My father told me that there was somebody in Europe built in Europe, the bridges were private enterprise and you would charge money. So someone built a bridge. And it wasn't a very difficult job to collect tolls. So he figured, we'll be Mahana Talmud Chacham. He took a guy learning and he said, you sit by the bridge. And anytime a guy comes with animals, you take 3 kopeckes for a bunch of sheep and 5 kopeckes for a bunch of cows. So the guy sat there and one guy came, another guy. Then one of the shepherds had an idea and he said, Rabid, I have a terrible kasha in the sugya here. He says, oi, what sugya? He starts talking about learning and the sheep go by and the cattle go by and the cattle go by and the sheep go by and no, nothing. The kids, a few weeks go by and there's not much money coming in and the owner went to the Rav to ask him, what do I do? I don't know. He said, listen, the Talmud Chacham, let him sit and learn. Hire a real Amar to do this. Toll keeping requires real Amaretz. So the guy, he's hired a Amaretz. The first guy comes with Pshat and the Sugya. The guy said, I know only one Sugya. Sheep is 3 kopeckes and oxen is 5 kopeckes. That's the only Sugya I know. So, but a person whose tnua, whose koach of tnua is shaykh somewhere else is not going to be a derish chachma. It's a different type of koach nefesh, and one precludes the other. Whatever person is busy with, he doesn't have that other the other drive. So there, it's the second place that I know. Rabbi Mechai says it that drishas chachma needs a menuchas tnuas hanefesh vehashkita guf or menuchas aguf. It and on the other hand, also if a person doesn't have the drive, if his understanding, knowing, searching for what's right, doesn't carry in itself the same urgency and the same drive that a person pursuing business is, it also doesn't work. If a person's learning is kind of like a daisical, it doesn't have it. So he teaches pasuk. It's interesting that he in Vayam Menucha Kitoiv, the pasuk is a metaphor. It's not hard to teach a metaphor because all the brachas are sort of metaphors. Over here, the pasuk has a pasuk pshat, and yet he says Kumis Alach Ba'aretz, meaning that he was Ma'ir Avraham Avinu to begin pursuing Chachma in a very active way. It's very interesting. The Rambam in his Perek, the Rambam's in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, his first Perek, where he speaks about all of, you know, Avram's process to get to become a Maimon. So we have it over here at the beginning of this one. So the Rambam's incredible because the Rambam does the same thing in Agada that is in Halacha. He takes all the Gemaras, all the Chazal, he puts them together, but not in a you know, cut and paste like a modern Sefer, where you just take all the Midrash and just cut and paste them in alphabetical order, chronological order, whatever you feel like doing. The Rambam is the Rambam. So the Rambam takes out the Knech in every Indian. When he speaks about Avram's search, he says, "Kimush nigra zeh hischel l'shaitet b'daitay." once the minute Avram became weaned, and that's how he teaches the Chazal of Ben Shalosh, his chalashaitet bedaitoi, his mind began to roam. Vehu cotton, even though he's young, vehis chalashov beyom ubalayla, and began thinking day and night about it and obsessing. So first thing is the Rambam uses the words meshaitet bedaitoi. He began to roam. You know, Kolzman, he was attached to the system. He was fine. He was complacent. He was there. That was that. Don't ask questions. Don't look for answers. And that's that. Once he was Nigmal, the first thing was his chalashaitet bedaitoi. His mind began to pursue. And then he says, day and night. Now, it could be shot over there, the day and night is because he noticed the contrast of day and night and tried to understand the galgal, which is Chayzatam, that's one pshat, and it's nearly that's Karab pshat. It could also be, the Rambam says, it's like he had no rest. The same type of thing Rabbi Chaim is saying, that there was a constant constant motion. He wasn't just sitting back. So the pursuit of Chachman needs a menuchas hanefesh on all the other parts of a person, and it needs a tenua on the chelik of das and sechel and so on. Okay, a good fach.